Athens News Matters is sponsored in part by the WUGA Community Advisory Council, dedicated and involved individuals who help WUGA stay connected with our listeners, community organizations, and issues in the Athens area. Learn more at WUGA.org.
This is Athens News Matters from WUGA News. I'm Alexia Ridley. Joining me today to discuss the week in news and politics are Gwen O'Looney from WXAG, Lee Shearer from the Athens Banner-Herald, and Blake Odd from Flagpole Magazine. So this week, the Marion Commission had a meeting Tuesday night, which was, for them, a bit more contentious than a normal meeting, over the creation of a historic district covering the west part of downtown. So first, what happened and why did this discussion get rather contentious for our ACC Commission?
The historic districts are always contentious. We have 15 or 16 of them, and I've covered at least half a dozen, and they've all been very contentious. This is the Hot Corner area, which was a prominent African-American business community in the first half of the 20th century. But the Black property owners who are still there did not want to be in the district. So there was some conflict there. There are issues of the possibility of student high rises coming into this part of downtown, the loss of kind of the creative arts and music scene. You know, there's a possibility that with a new high rise development that this part of downtown could really sort of lose its charm as sort of the grungier, funkier side of downtown.
I think what happened was that this started out with the demolition permit request, the First Methodist, for the Say Building, which is a 100-year-old Greek revival. At one point was the home of Southeastern Transportation that built the Art Deco bus station that is included in this district and should be. And I think that what happened was that when they brought in the experts and studied it, like any historic district, it needs to be a district. It's got to save more than buildings. It's got to save the scale and the feeling and the design. And I think that it was kind of a disconnect between people who only thought of it as that one building for almost 2 years. And then at the end, they brought in these professional studies that showed the district. And I think that a lot of people didn't come along, with that new idea. They were surprised by it, didn't feel included, et cetera.
Yeah, those are all great points, Quinn. Yeah, I agree entirely with that. And, the churches were very opposed to it, and the churches were taken out of the district as well. But the Say Building, as you mentioned, is still in, and that was really the impetus of the whole thing 2 years ago when the church wanted to tear that building down and make it a parking lot. And then, of course, there were a lot of questions of, well, what are you going to do with it after that?
As usual, this has come up when a lot of the district is already gone. And I kind of agree with Ovita Thornton, who actually voted against this, but her point was, what about other areas that we don't even talk about, like including Whitehall of all places?
We are talking about Whitehall. I mean, there is a conversation going on about making Whitehall a historic district. And Cobham, which Ovita Thornton also mentioned, already is a historic district.
Well, both our 10-year master plan and the Envision Athens plan, both of those plans include a recommendation for a community-wide historic preservation plan.
So let's move on from the historic district to tax allocation districts, or TADs. One thing the commission dealt with a few weeks ago, as we were all following the aftermath of the election, is the creation of 6 tax allocation districts. So what's the status of those districts and what are the next steps?
Commission has approved these tax allocation districts, which are about 7% of the tax digest. And they're 20-year districts, which means that the growth in these districts will not go into the general fund of the county, as it usually does, but will be designated for specific sorts of improvement projects. The commission has met recently with the Board of Education, asking them to participate in these districts. The schools get about 60% of property tax revenue. And at a committee meeting of the school board's government affairs committee earlier this week, the chief financial officer said this would lose the school district by $162 million over 20 years if the present rates of growth continue. Now, the great majority of that, $131 million, would be from just one of these districts, the downtown area.
I just have to point out, and even the school board's lawyer made this mistake when he wrote to the school board about this, but it doesn't alleviate any taxes. The developer pays the same amount of taxes as they would ordinarily pay. It's just that the new part of that tax goes into the district.
The part attributed to growth.
Most communities don't put six on the board at one time. They start the process a little bit differently. So it'll be interesting to see if this is an effective, you know, approach.
I think six was the only way they could get the commissioners to agree.
I mean, the thing was when Mayor Gertz first brought this up last year, he wanted, I think, two on Newton Bridge in East Athens. And then all the other commissioners kept saying, well, what about my district? What about Atlanta Highway? What about Lexington Road? You know? So it just kind of snowballed. They wound up doing six all at one time. But, you know, usually there's a specific development attached to these things, and there is not in this case.
Right.
And so aren't they usually 10 years rather than
to do it? Creating these districts without having any kind of specific project.
Right. Or investors. You know, usually you have interest. This is the old, you know, if we build it, they will come approach, and it doesn't always work.
In the Newton Bridge area, at least, I mean, it's already booming. I mean, there are several major projects going on in that area already. And I think one reason they wanted to make the TAD is they wanted to capture that because they want to do some kind of like greenway improvements and things like that, bike lanes, bike paths. But, you know, it could be a great thing for like North Avenue and, you know, Lexington Road, Gaines School, maybe the mall. Because there is going to be need to be some kind of public investment to spruce up those areas, I think, because obviously there's not a lot of private development interest or redevelopment interest there.
I think these were designed to encourage development in blighted areas, which the downtown area certainly is not, and
right.
Newton Bridge is not. They're doing just fine without any sort right. of help.
So before we are running a little low on time, and before we go, let's touch on the key dates for the two upcoming runoff elections, December 1st and January 5th. And December 1st, obviously, that's when voters in Athens, Clark, and Oconee County decide who their DA is going to be. And then January 5th, everybody decides on U.S. senators. And then also we have a PSC race.
Yeah. Early voting starts this Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before Thanksgiving is early voting when everybody's out of town and cooking turkey.
Early voting is going to be at the Board of Elections office until 5 p.m. on Monday, and at the Board of Elections and the library, the tennis center, that one of them, and the Caucus Extension till 7 p.m. on Tuesday, and then back to normal 5 p.m. closing at all of those locations Wednesday.
And another, I've gotten several calls about this, so another thing we should mention is If you voted, if you want to vote absentee in the DA race on December 1st, you have to request an absentee ballot. It will not be sent to you automatically. For the runoff on January 5th, you will get one automatically, not for December 1st. So you have to call or email the ACC Board of Elections to get that absentee. And then, of course, take it to a drop box. Don't try to mail it back in. There's not going to be time.
Not going to be enough time.
There are, I believe, 6 drop boxes all around town. This information is on the Board of Elections website, the locations, so you can drop that off.
Some very valuable information. People need to know next week you could actually go vote. I'm glad we managed to get that in there, but that is it for this week. That's all the time we have. I do want to thank my panelists, Lee Shearer from the Athens Banner-Herald, Blake Aud from Flagpole Magazine, and Gwen O'Looney from WXAG.